This episode of Hookup Horror Stories is brought to you by the Moan app. Moan, M-O-N, is a first and only live social audio app for the sex-positive community. Drop into a room and hear live conversations about topics like LGBTQ+ issues, kink, and polyamory, with discussions led by sexologists, doctors, and cultural experts, and everyday enthusiasts. Or initiate your own conversations and discuss your favorite topics around sex in a judgment-free, tolerant, and anonymous forum. You can also join hashtag Hookup Horror Stories rooms and live tapings of this very show, where we will discuss various subjects, play games, and tell stories with other Moaners. Download the Moan app, that's M-O-N, on the App Store and Google Play now. See you there. Is it weird to ask my Tinder date to meet my mom before I go into his car? He's going to take me to a gun range and then a fancy dinner. I'm trying to be safe, I guess, but it would be a formal way just casually meeting her so she knows who I'm going out with, not as a boyfriend, but as a date. Sex trafficking / crime is so bad in my city. I'll note that we have met once. He bought me ice cream and a hug when I was in the psych ward. Wait. Why did I not get that earlier? We met once. He brought me ice cream and a hug when I was in the psych ward. And you're going on a date with him? What? But the sliding up pussy is a homicide. Welcome to Hookup Horror Stories, the podcast where we spill the tea on sex and dating. I'm your resident sexual deviant, Demi Wilde. This is a special interactive version of the podcast created just for Moan users, where we will be discussing the latest news headlines, dishing out some sexy advice to subreddit questions, and we will also be playing a group game of red flags. So stick around, we're going to have some fun here on Moan. If you guys are just joining us live in the chat, welcome. I'm so happy to have you guys here. Jill, Sassy... Perfect. Yeah, just got back from working out. I'm so cold. I almost worked out today, except I got a headache and I decided to take a nap instead. So that's where my head's at. Hey, Ms. Sapphire, welcome. I was just getting us started here. All right. Well, without further ado, I'm just going to jump on in here. We're going to talk about some of the latest news headlines, or as I like to call these now, headlines. Recording just stopped for some reason. Okay, we're back. All right, so a woman stabbed her boyfriend for not helping with the bills. A 30-year-old woman in San Antonio has been accused of stabbing her boyfriend multiple times for, quote, not helping her with the bills. According to an arrest affidavit, Cassandra Gutierrez stabbed her boyfriend with a kitchen knife on Thanksgiving Day after confronting him over a lack of help with her bills. The two had returned to Gutierrez's apartment after drinking at a bar when Gutierrez became confrontational. Quote, the argument escalated and Gutierrez grabbed a kitchen knife and repeatedly stabbed her 42-year-old boyfriend, name not available at the time. The boyfriend was stabbed in the neck, right hand, left hand, and back before he fled the scene and was bleeding profusely, with a trail of blood leading to Gutierrez's apartment. The boyfriend was reportedly taken to Brooklyn Army Medical Center in San Antonio and is in a stable condition. Gutierrez was taken into custody on Tuesday after her bail was set for $75,000. She has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. How do you guys feel about that? Do you agree that your partner should help you out with the bills? I think they should. However, maybe taking it to an extreme just a little bit there. Let me know what you think in the comments. This is a really interesting story. So apparently, if anybody's a fan of the chain smokers, like, give me some emojis. Give me a little, like, 100 here. Do you guys like the chain smokers? Maybe not. Okay. Maybe I'm the only one. So basically, the Chainsmokers used to have threesomes with fans. That's right. Apparently, the Chainsmokers have been a little closer than we thought. If you know, you know. Chainsmokers, during their performance on Lay's appearance on the latest episode of the Call Her Daddy podcast, Alex Paul and Drew Taggart thought it'd be fun to share about their sex lives, including one particularly interesting revelation. It turns out that the EDM duo claimed to have shared more than just a room while on tour, as they've also had their fair share of threesomes with fans. Gives a whole new meaning to the word collaboration. That's right. They, even though it's been a long time since their last threesome, Paul and Taggart told host Alex Cooper that they had an Eiffel Tower once or twice. Quote, "It was the days when we used to have to share hotel rooms," Paul explained, while jokingly asked whether it counts if it's international. The pair went on to claim that it only happened because that way the European hotels are set up and they allegedly give you only two beds, but they didn't even split them apart. So that's pretty strange. Though, so it's almost by force that we were forced into these scenarios, he continued, adding that they said, "What the fuck just happened?" after their first shared hookup, because it was, quote, "never planned." "It's weird, I'm not going to lie," Paul continued, prior to Taggart, helpfully adding that their string of menage a trois never involved any diehard fans, which would be weird if they were wearing merch or anything. You can listen to the Chainsmokers talk about their kink of convenience via Call Me Daddy on Spotify. Question for you guys in here, though. Does it count if it's international? Just a thought. I think they swapped LOL. Like, come on, their dicks definitely touched. Their dicks definitely touched. Yeah, it counts if it's international. Of course it does. You guys did it, but that's cool. Imagine if you were the fan, though, that was, like, at that show. Of course, maybe not a diehard fan, but, like, I don't know who's a diehard Chainsmokers fan. That is strange. But imagine if you were actually at that show and you were asked to come backstage and you're like, "Hey, do you want to have a threesome with us?" "I lost my V International, the So Pussy Passport." Right. I have not had my virginity internationally taken, so I will say that I'm still a virgin internationally. All right, next one. Five Tennessee officers were fired amid a sex scandal. A small Tennessee police station has been rocked by allegations of wild sexual misconduct after a married female officer allegedly had steamy sex romps with six male officers, including illicit on-duty liaisons. Officer Megan Hall and her fellow officers allegedly engaged in wild sexcapades that include sending dirty pictures, taking her top off at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party, and even having oral sex with two officers at the Laverne, Tennessee police station. The steamy shenanigans led Hall to be canned, but also led to the firings of Sergeant Lewis Powell, Officer Juan Lugo, Sergeant Ty McGowan, and Detective Seneca Shields, according to an internal investigation. Two other officers who allegedly had sex with Hall, Patrick Magliocco and Larry Holiday, kept their jobs but wound up suspended. The trysts took place at parties at hotels, on a boat, other officers' houses, and also while on duty at the police station and the gym. Officials began to look into swinging personal lives of the amorous officers when Laverne Mayor Jason Cole received a tip that Hall was sleeping with several fellow cops and had a threesome with Magliocco and his wife, among other claims. Magliocco said he's also seen Hall and Holiday kiss while watching at a football party, and said Hall had kissed his own wife, Amy, after learning that they had an open marriage. Hall's husband allegedly saw the kiss and told officials that he really wasn't on board with his wife having a threesome with the Magliocos, but continued the relationship anyways. When news arrived among their peers, officers started to be questioned, and one of the officers, named Powell, later denied that he had any sexual encounter with Hall, but said everyone knows that she has multiple partners, quote, as named Holiday and McGowan to investigators. Everything unraveled after that. It should be said that Hall's mental health should be called into question. She had been drinking heavily and also driving. And one officer said Hall had once pulled the trigger on an empty gun pointed at her temple so that she could, quote, hear what it sounded like. That's kind of scary. Also alleged at a house party, an intoxicated Hall was reportedly being force-fed vodka by others in the hot tub, at which her top came off. Other cops were reportedly stopped the former officer from drinking and helped her cover up to, quote, protect her. HR Director Andrew Patton sanctioned the 8 officers involved with the various penalties for sexual activity while on duty, sexual harassment, conduct unbecoming of an officer, and lying during the course of an investigation. I don't think there would have been an issue with this. However, if they were not doing it on duty and, you know, getting everybody involved, pretty wild. This is the cop story, yeah. Definitely buddy fuckers. Quote, open marriage. I know. Is it sad? I'm hoping that they at least did it once at the evidence locker. We'll put a new spin on the term. Exactly. Damn the fucking... Get fucked, nerds. I mean, they were on duty, though. That's what's so wild. And obviously, this woman is maybe going through something at the time because, you know, just the story of putting the gun to the head and just to hear what it sounded like is disturbing to me. Yeah, I definitely think, I hope that this woman gets help, and I hope that this is a wake-up call for her. But still, a very wild cop story. Yeah, definitely not stable. Last but not least here in the news section, I've got a little sad news here. Johnson & Johnson discontinued their HIV vax development. So Johnson & Johnson said on Wednesday that it was pulling the plug on the late-stage global trial of an HIV vaccine after the shot was found ineffective at preventing new infections. The trial's failure marks yet another setback in a search for a vaccine against HIV, a virus known to mutate rapidly and to find unique ways to evade the immune system. The news comes more than a year after Johnson & Johnson's HIV vaccine failed yet another study. It's not the outcome that we had hoped for, unfortunately, quote, said the spokesperson for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a Johnson & Johnson partner in the trial. Development of a safe and effective HIV vaccine has been a considerable scientific challenge, but we will learn from this study and continue forward. The trial involved administering 2 different types of a shot, which uses a cold-causing virus to deliver the genetic code of HIV, spread over 4 vaccinations visits in a year. It is noted that Johnson & Johnson used a similar technology for its COVID-19 vaccine. I've talked about this on a previous episode of my previous podcast, A Cosmic Journey, I believe. The study, which began in 2019, was conducted at over 50 sites and included about 3,900 gay men and transgender people, groups that are widely considered vulnerable to the infection. And the HIV Vaccine Trial Network, another partner in the study, said the shot was being tested only on individuals who did not accept pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, a treatment known to prevent HIV infections. In 2021, around 650,000 people died from HIV-related causes, while 1.5 million people acquired the infection, according to the World Health Organization. Various other HIV vaccine candidates, including the Moderna, Inc., HVTN, and NIAID, are currently under trial as well. So, unfortunately, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is no longer being effective, but there are still a few other candidates, including Moderna, HVTN, and NIAID. Hopefully, one of those will suffice, and we will finally have one. It's high time, honestly. It's sad that it's been so long that we still are fighting this disease, but viruses are tricky. Viruses are tricky. Yes, it is still amazing that we have medications like PrEP and even supposed cure for Hep C. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sassy. Okay, that's all the news section I have for you guys. But I have plenty more where that came from. I have pulled some questions from Reddit that we're going to answer together and give some people some sexy advice. So right now, how do I help my wife enjoy the doggy style position? My wife, 26 female, always struggles. My wife, I almost sounded like Borat when I said that just now. I'm sorry. My wife Sorry. My wife, 26 female, always struggles when we try to have sex in this position. She seems to have difficulties that I don't really understand. She says my penis drags her skin downward. We also tried the collapsed doggy style, but that's worse. She screams when I try to go in. It's almost as if we're not meant to have sex in this position. Are there any women that enjoy sex in this position? My wife really wants to enjoy it. She makes the effort to try and sometimes initiate sex in this position because she knows I love it, especially because of the view. But after a few thrusts, she starts complaining and tells me to stop. Her favorite position is missionary, and I like that too, but I don't get the excitement I get from doggy. Wonder if there's a solution for any sort of this issue. What do you guys think? Says penis drags the skin downward. I'm not sure. I guess maybe just the leverage in that position. So either she needs to get lower and he needs to get higher. That might help. Perhaps there is a... How much lube are they using? I know. A good pillow or wedge can help. Yep. I love doggy, but it's not possible with everyone based on body type, leg length, penis curvature. That's what I was going to say too. I wonder if he has some sort of curvage in his penis that might make this difficult. However, I think there might be a couple options. Definitely more lube, because it seems as though there might be a little bit of draggage going on, some dryage. But then, yeah, also maybe doggy from... the side, you know, like spooning, the spooning position, you know, so that, and yeah, definitely getting some sort of like leverage where she needs to get lower and you need to get higher. I think that might help also. Lube is huge. Huge. Also cannabis. Yeah. Get stoned beforehand. Lube is hubies are starting this way. A good wedge can help and a good lube can help. And possibly more foreplay. Yeah, I would say so. It does beckon the question, though. Like, how much pain? Is it just discomfort? Or is it just like, this hurts? I can't do this. Eat her out. Yeah. If they like that. Yeah, for sure. All right. If you guys have any more thoughts, leave them in the comments. Let's go on to the next one here. Is it weird to ask my Tinder date to meet my mom before I go into his car? This is quite an interesting one. I, 18 female, am going to go on a date with someone I met on a dating app, 26 male. That's a little bit of an age difference there. He's going to take me to a gun range and then a fancy dinner. I wonder where they live, where this is considered an acceptable first date. I just don't know anything about him because we met online, and I know I might sound paranoid, but it would be plain weird to tell him that he has to say hi to my mom before I go into his car. I don't think so. I think it would actually be very smart to do that. I'm trying to be safe, I guess, but it would be a formal way just casually meeting her so she knows who I'm going out with, not as a boyfriend, but as a date. Sex trafficking / crime is so bad in my city. I'll note that we have met once. He bought me ice cream and a hug when I was in the psych ward. Wait. Why did I not get that earlier? We met once. He brought me ice cream and a hug when I was in the psych ward. And you're going on a date with him? What? Family dinner on date one is a red flag for me. Yeah, just to say hi is... Okay, let's take away the last sentence there for just a moment here, because let's answer the question. No, having a date you're meeting for the first time, meet your mom quickly before you go out with them is actually very smart, just with safety. Because in that case, you know he's got to bring you home, because otherwise he will question. She's probably seen your license plate too. You know, all that. It's actually very smart. Wait a second, though, because I'll note that we have met once. He brought me ice cream and a hug while I was in the psych ward. That is such a weird thing to just tack on the end there. What? Where do they live? Okay. There needs to be more. There needs to be more. I need to find this person because this person just tacked that on there at the very end as if it was nothing. Who was he? Why was he in the psych ward? And why did he meet you and buy you ice cream? That is my main question here. I would say he's crazy dedicated to you. Okay. This took a turn, and I didn't even notice this when I put this on here. Yeah, okay. That being said, I think no, just having someone meet your mom real quick before you guys head out is fine, totally fine. But if this person has known you for a while and is actively, like, you've met this person, you've given him a hug, you have a previous relationship with him, but you also see him on a dating app later on, I think that might be a cause for maybe red flag, because you saw me at a very low point in my life. You saw me at a very not becoming of who I normally am. And also, she's 18. So that means she might have been in the psych ward when she was younger and he is older than her. So if he is going on a date with her and he's 8 years older than her and he's known her since she was younger, that's weird. That's creepy. No, do not go out with this person. Was it a friend first or a stranger that did this? Oof. Yeah, cringe. I take back the restraints joke. Yeah, I think... No, this took a creep turn, and I don't think it's okay to go out with this person. Because, yeah, you met this person. Like, was he a resident, or was he, you know, a nurse? Who was this person that he knew you when you were in the psych ward? Yeah, I don't like that. So, yeah, do not go out with this person. I... probably need to find this this tag and mention this on the Reddit thread if I have not already. I don't think I have. Yeah. The question is, how do they originally meet? Yeah, like, it doesn't say who this person actually was. I would need more information as to where, like, what his... Why was he in there? Was he just a rando that came in to visit, you know? It's strange. If she was in a psych ward, I'm wondering if she needs to stabilize since there are some possibly consent questions going in. Right. The dating app question. Oh, I see. It just says that a dating app. Maybe Tinder. I assume Tinder. That's where everyone's on. I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing to also just tack on the end of a question. You know, it's kind of like... let me just slide that in there too, you know? So that usually means you already have a pre-existing feeling that this is not good. This is not a good situation. So I would say no. I would not go out with this person. Otherwise, yeah, fine. Have your mom meet your date for the first time. Not an issue with that. Whew. Okay. That was weird. On to the next one. If you guys have more thoughts, of course, come in here. You're also welcome to raise your hand. Come up here if you want to talk about any of these as well. Yeah, it establishes they knew each other prior and that he didn't do anything strange. Could be. There's still an age difference, though. And if he knew her prior, then he knew her while she was underage. And that's where the question gets a little, okay. Anywho, all right, next one. When guys ask you to sit on their face, what do you do to make it feel good? I just get confused. Like, are you trying to grind on their tongue? Do you need to squish your pussy into their mouth? Do you do different things if you sit facing or away? I just feel so clueless. Edit to clarify, it doesn't feel good to me. Hovering, grinding, etc. It hurts me and my thighs get chafed from their facial hair or stubble to the point where that's all I can feel or concentrate on. I am hoping for tips from women who can actually enjoy doing it and found ways to get pleasure from it so I can try some suggestions from those women. Well, we have nothing but women in here, so I would implore any of you to come up here. Ms. Jill, hello, welcome.
So for the prior one, before I get to this one.
Right.
So it had said, I'm a very, like, logical, I love true crime, let's look at the facts, right?
Right.
She had mentioned, so her question was, is it weird that I want him to meet my mom?
Right.
So she had felt that there was some sort of red flag. Then she had mentioned that he met her in the psych ward and mentioned very wholesome things. Right. So she's like, he's a good guy, but I have some weird feelings about him in some ways, right? There's more to this story than meets the eye. So it could have been while she was 18. It could have been the same year. She went to the psych ward for maybe depression. I feel like it's very common. Maybe she had suicidal thoughts. Maybe they had previously met on the app, and she said, you know, whatever, whatever, and he came because he's a nice guy, or he's a creep because he's 26, right? And she's young. He came. He helped her out. Again, when I say simp, a simp is someone who will do anything for anyone, kind of like a sub, but in, like, cultural norms, right? So I think the reason why she mentioned that was the fact that, like, he didn't do anything wrong, but it still was kind of strange.
Mm.
So I think that's why she mentioned that, and that's why she was asking. But I think it was very smart. Now, moving on to how to feel good when you sit on someone's face, because, I mean, maybe stubble, she doesn't really like it. My question is, how much does she weigh? What is her athleticism? Like, how much, like, thigh strength that she has? But for me, I like sitting on people's face. I mean, I'm fit. I hate to say this, but, like, I'm a Marine. I'm about to get out in the next, like, 3 weeks. I like sitting on people's face. But I think grinding, and I think it just really depends on the people. I sat on a girl's face, and she didn't do a very good job. I've sat on other people's face, and it was good. I like fingers. They've done that. I think it really just depends on the person and how well they eat pussy. But that's just me.
I completely
agree.
No, I completely agree with you. So yes, as for the face sitting, yeah, it's all leg work. You gotta be sure that you mm-hmm. are very tough with the legs, with the thighs. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, it's not for everyone, I would say. It's not for everyone. But again, you just have to be sure that you are strong, that you can, like, actually be able to do those maneuvers. It's almost like, you know, reverse cowgirl, or even cowgirl sometimes, too. I find cowgirl a little bit easier than reverse cowgirl. But, yeah, it's the same kind of concept where it's basically like, yeah, you have... like, no, if you don't have enough strength in your legs, you can't really do it. Ms. Sapphire, welcome up. And yeah, back to the hey.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself and do all the duties. I'm trying to get myself all ready for y'all in a couple minutes.
Right. You have a room here, too.
Yes. So, as far as, like, the face sitting, for the longest, I feel kind of uncomfortable with certain people being a thicker woman and... it's, you know, just kind of like to go off what Jill said, it does also depend on how the person eats pussy and if they finger pussy and got love up on the pussy, but it's all about those core strengths in your legs. So sometimes I like to sit reverse cowgirl on the face, prop my pussy like just below, if not like right at the bridge of someone's nose. So my clit is kind of like hitting it a little bit and then ride the face.
Mm-hmm.
Go in circular motions, go into like a back and forth, like you're riding a horse. But I think it also just depends upon people's moods. Because, you know, if you're so used to penetrative sex and you're not really into pussy eating, then you're definitely not going to be into face riding or face sucking, as they call it. So,
right.
I think it just all depends.
Yeah, I think it all depends too. You have to really kind of like, practice, I think. It's
yes.
As with everything, you, like, have to practice.
The best way I practice it, as I looked around my room, I have this ET doll that I've had since I was like 8 years old, right? It's got a hard face, but
But man, that's how I learned how to ride some faces. And what a comfortable position to ride with my ET doll. We all have to start somewhere. Some people hump pillows. I used to hump my stuffed animals.
Mine was the couch cushions, in between the couch cushions.
There you go.
Yep.
So basically what you're saying is I'm going to have to sanitize the couch cushions when I come over.
I don't have a couch now, so we're good.
Oh my God, but I am thoroughly enjoying this episode and just listening and laughing in between. But just wanted to get my little tidbit on the face sitting for a sec.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course, and hope you come to the room next.
I'm going to, because it looks like I'm actually going to, like, that was the last one that I have for you guys tonight. So the last thing I have available is our red flags. So if you guys want to play, raise your little hands. Let's play red flags. Hello, Sassy. Welcome up.
Hey there. I'm actually going to add a little tidbit on the dude who, I guess, went to court the girl who's in the psych ward.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some red flags there. And I'm thinking, like, it sounds like he's trying to be, like, the white knight type, just, like, go in and save her. That's, like, that was the advice I'm getting from that story. Like, he wants to go in and, like, help her and protect her, possibly. And maybe, like, possibly rush into marriage. That's why he's doing, like, family dinner on date one. So those are just the vibes I'm getting from that situation.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's what Joe was trying to get at earlier as well, where I think in some circumstances, that's absolutely a normal thing to do. You know, like, I'm at a low point. I want to help you. I totally get that. And that's totally fine, too. Again, I think it's just a little weird with the age difference and a previous knowledge of this person. And
a lot of potential for, like, manipulation and some bad juju to happen there. So
yeah,
I completely, like I said, there's all the red flags there.
Yeah,
at least there's a lot in there.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Okay. Speaking of red flags, I have 5 red flags here. I'm ready to play. Sam, I know you're down here as well. If you would like to play, Miss Sapphire, if you want to come up, Sassy, again, if you want to come up and play. Come on up. Otherwise, you guys could just play in the comments. That's totally fine, too. These ones, I felt like my red flags have been a little bit simple, so I have a little bit more more complicated ones this time around. So let's play. First, if you guys don't know how to play red flags, by the way, I'm going to give a situation, and then all you're going to say is if it's a red flag for you or a green flag and why. Real simple, fun game. Let's do it. Number one, they speak every romance language. They have a genius level IQ, but they don't wipe because it's, quote, gay. Red flag or no?
But they don't like what?
They don't wipe because it's gay. They don't wipe their ass.
So if they use a bidet, that'd be all right, but they don't wipe their... No, they have a dirty butt. That's disgusting.
But they speak every romance language and they're a genius.
I don't care. That doesn't outweigh hygiene. That's a red flag. If they use a bidet, then I can accept that. Okay, like, but if they don't clean up that back end up, I'm like, no.
It makes me laugh. I don't wipe because it's gay. I think it's a red flag for sure. I think that might be a workaround with the bidet.
It's happy.
Exactly. I think there might be a workaround with the bidet, but that's one thing. Miss Sapphire.
Why? Just get it off you because that's disgusting.
Exactly. Miss Sapphire says, I hate the excuse because I got to smell you.
I'm not kink shaming, but scat is definitely not my thing.
Me neither. All right. Next one. Is a porn star, is totally in touch with their feelings, but they are constantly talking crypto.
I think that's a green flag, but if they know about crypto and they know how to make the money,
I probably date this person, honestly. because I'm interested in crypto. However, I know that it's not in a very good place right now. So if they're super all about it and they're, but I know that crypto's in the trash right now. So I think it might be, it's a yellow flag for me. I'd have to maybe know where their money is at first. But if they're a porn star, damn, it doesn't have to be long term.
True. You know, you can just get the financial advice and get out.
Exactly.
Hopefully have some great sex along the way.
What if they're just constantly talking crypto while they're fucking you?
That's what ball guys are for.
Exactly. Okay. Next one is a supermodel. They own a very successful startup, but they are constantly playing with their pubes. What say you?
I would suggest wax removal.
Oh, God. Or just shave them off. It's like those things, you know, when like little kids are constantly touching themselves.
Yeah, no. I say it's a yellow flag. I mean, I'll be like, hey, is there a reason why you do that? Like, get to the heart of the matter.
It's like, why are your hands always in your pants?
It's like who hurt you? Why do you do this?
Why are your hands always in your pants?
Is that a coping mechanism?
It might be. That's a little weird, isn't it? But I mean, yeah, you're beautiful, you're rich, but you got this one weird quirk that it's like, oh.
I mean, if it's like constantly, even out in public, I'm like, you're going to get in trouble for that, just so you know. We need to have a talk here.
Constantly. Okay. Like,
because, you know, that's a good way to get some sex offender charges on your record real quick.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I got two more here real quick. I guess we're the last ones here because Sapphire's room is starting right now. And I'm going to join too. So it's just you and me, Sass. They love their job. You never have to work while you're with them, but they are always slicked in baby oil and strong cologne.
But they're always slick in baby oil and wearing strong cologne?
Yep. Mm. Like they smell like you walk through a mall through the cologne section.
Oh, no, that would make me want to puke. That's a red flag. I'm like I said, hygiene is a priority for me. I'm like, that makes me wonder, like why are you wearing strong cologne? It was like, I was at Walmart one time, and it smelled like, it was just like one dude that wore, he dipped in X or something. It was god-awful. Like, he stuck up the whole aisle. And, yeah, no, it just reminds me of that. And I would not date that.
I'm gay, so I might date that. Because it's just that a lot of gay men already are, like, slicked in baby oil and they wear super strong cologne. I mean, I'm always lotioned up and I always wear cologne and body oil. So I'm like, cool, yeah, let's do it. And if I never have to work, yeah, sure. Why not?
Like, if I never have to work, that'd be fine. But, I mean, if it can be, like, manageable, if it's, like, strong, but he's not overdoing it, then that could be doable. That could be a green flag, but. Like, I would never have to work. That'd be nice, but I get bored. I'm a bit of a workaholic, so.
I know, me too. I need, like, stimulation. All right, last one. They volunteer for elderly people. They have the most attractive face and body you've ever seen, but they swipe right on literally everyone.
So what about they care for elderly people? Is it the first one?
Yeah, they volunteer for elderly people. They have the most attractive face and body you've ever seen, but they swipe right on literally everyone. So they're on a dating app and you see them, but they're swiping right on everyone.
Chance. I mean, that could be interesting. And plus, like, I'm like, are you swiping right for the elderly people as well?
Yeah, literally everyone. You might know some of them, volunteering for them.
Well, like, I'm not stopping you. I'm just curious on where this is going.
I agree. I think I'd probably, I might give him a chance. It's a yellow flag for me. However, I did match with someone recently on a dating app, because I'm back on the apps. Mm-hmm. And this person had in their, this is where this came from, was that this person had in their profile, I swipe right on literally everyone. And this person was a 10. Like, they were very attractive. And wow. I matched with him and I said, why is that? And he said, it makes life more interesting. And I said, your life isn't already interesting being beautiful, smart, and successful. Like, you have to literally waste people's time on these apps. And he blocked me.
That's an interesting hobby.
Very interesting hobby. Get a new hobby. Get a new hobby.
Right?
Yeah.
It would make things more interesting, but I would think, like, short term, it could be fun, but long term, I can't even imagine the drama it would cause.
Oh, it's just, I mean, how much of an ego boost do you normally need on a daily basis that you have to, like, match with everyone? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, well.
This just kind of reminds me of, like, people who, like, overshare everything on Facebook about their personal lives for the likes and the comments. I'm like, how much attention do you really need in life?
Right. And if you want to share that much about yourself, start a podcast. Monetize it. What? Like me.
Exactly. Monetize the podcast. Make some moolah while you talk about yourself. Because then you're living the dream.
Then you're living the dream. Exactly. All right. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you, Sass. Thank you, everyone else, for joining me. I'm going to hop on off of here, and I'm going to hop into Miss Sapphire's room as well. So thank you again for joining me. This episode will be... Thank you, Sass. This episode will be up next week, so be sure to check it out. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and leave me a rating on Apple Podcasts. I'd really love it. All right. Thank you again, you guys.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to leave a comment and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help out the show. Check out the episode description for my guest social media links. And for more information on me, to read my blogs, The Deviant Diaries, or A Deviant's Guide to Sex, or information about tarot readings, please visit DimitriWild.com. Stay deviant.
Remember, subscribing might not be worth it, but it's also not optional.